And we're going to get started with today's conference call. This is Jim Page with the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama, and I want to thank you all for participating on this beautiful Friday morning. We are honored to be joined by a good friend and guest today, Mildred Hooks, who is a talented HR professional and is the founder and principal consultant of People Optima Consulting. We have been friends with Mildred for a long time. She's a trusted source to the chamber and has handled trainings for us for a while and many businesses and corporations in this community. And so I think you're all in for a real treat today. Today's topic is about maintaining engagement for both on-site and remote workers during this pandemic. Obviously, everyone's traditional business routine and work atmosphere is kind of flipped upside down right now, and so we're all learning how to cope with those changes on a daily basis. And so Mildred's going to give us some great tips on how to maintain our team culture, maintain our workforce engagement, and make sure we're all performing at the highest level possible, even though we may be separated and not working in person as we're all so accustomed to doing so. So, again, I thank you all for being on the call today. We are recording the call, and we'll post it, the recording, on the Chamber's website later today, like we have with all of our other calls and webinars that we've had for the past couple of weeks. So without further ado, I am going to turn the call over to Mildred Hooks. Mildred, thank you for helping us today.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you. So hello, everyone. Yes, we're talking about maintaining engagement for on-site and remote workforce during the pandemic. So during this COVID-19 crisis, our workforces and our stakeholders are experiencing a sense of fear and uncertainty, and struggling with change is a natural human response. As leaders, there are steps that we can take to help them through this. Whether your business is in operation or closed during the pandemic, keeping your staff engaged and well-informed is essential. So my goals for today are to underscore ways to understand what your employees need and offer ways to leverage technology and communication best practices to maintain and even build greater engagement during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I want to introduce you to a leadership model and five principles that can help you with engagement even through this crisis. So first, let's talk about the change process. So since the first U.S. case of COVID-19, our world has changed significantly. To effectively engage your team, it's going to be essential for you to understand the cycle of change and how people respond at each stage. Even when there's a modest change that happens, I'm sure we can all agree that individuals go through a process to get to a place of stability. And now there are many different change models out there. They're all pretty much pointing to the same story about how people respond to change. And if you would picture sort of an upside-down bell-shaped curve, and there are three parts. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. In the beginning, there's a decline because everyone is struggling with the change, especially when there's been very little time to prepare for it. There's a feeling of shock and anger and fear and frustration and sometimes even depression that comes with that. And there's a sense of loss, letting go of normal. And we've been saying a whole lot lately. Among our new vernacular, we've got the new normal, and we say it a lot, and it's so true. I'll take a pause here to say that most people are at this point in the change process as it relates to where we are with COVID-19. And then there's the middle of that curve. And at that point, people are sort of neutral. The decline eventually bottoms out, and it levels off into a neutral zone. And then finally, the curve starts to rebound, and people begin to adapt and adopt new ways of doing things, and there's a sense of acceptance, hope plays a big part in that, and of course curiosity. So as we move into the new normal, then the curve starts to rebound. Depending on the individual, the duration of the change cycle can vary. And that's where leaders come in. We play an essential role in what people experience during the change and how quickly they are able to rebound and adapt and adopt along with the organization and with the change progress. So I want to talk about communication first and foremost. Maximizing your communication methods right now is going to be extremely essential, particularly because we're at the beginning of a change cycle. Now is an excellent time to have regular touch points with your employees and make use of all available resources to provide that transparent, supportive, and informative communication. Whatever we don't say, you know what people will do with the absence of communication. They have no choice. They have to make sense of it. Our brains operate that way. So we'll start making things up. So we want to fill in all those gaps and communicate. Consider daily huddles, especially even with remote staff. Consider daily huddles. If your people are working on site, you may want to consider using something like a free conference call line, because I know you don't want to have too many people in one space at one time, but you may want to use a free conference call line and do something in the evenings. And, of course, you'll want to make sure you compensate them for their time if they're non-exempt. But consider ways to have some type of frequent touch point with your employees, not only to talk about work, but to also do a check-in. We've been moving for several years now at breakneck speed for quite some time, and we've grown accustomed to asking each other, how are you doing? But more important question right now is, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And so I encourage you to prepare a communication strategy to engage people throughout the pandemic, create internal communications plans, and use multiple channels, including email, take advantage of your intranet, use flyers, give your leaders talking points, put together frequently asked questions, and you can even consider creating a virtual situation room that you can use to share information with your employees. You want to provide simple key messages. You want to have consistent and reliable processes in place to offer communication, and they need to know that they can depend on those methods of ongoing update to happen. That goes a long way in terms of emotional equity with people, knowing that they have those resources to count on to help them deal with the change process. You may also want to consider some external communication planning for your external stakeholders, including your customers and the folks in your supply chain. I will provide the chamber with a communication planning template that you can download. Feel free to use if you'd like. Here are some things you want to say to your employees. You want to give them the facts. You want to use very timely, accurate information. There are lots of things that are changing all the time from the CDC and the World Health Organization and your state and county health department. So just make sure you're utilizing those resources and sharing them with your team. Provide clear instructions what to do if an employee is experiencing or believes they have had an exposure. You want to be very clear about your continuity plans as it relates to what's expected of your employees. You want to demystify the fear and outline the steps that you're taking to keep everyone safe. You want to educate staff on the safety steps. You want to describe the impact on the organization. Again, people are always thinking about the change and what that change means and how that change could have an impact on their employment. So you want to keep them abreast of things that are happening in the organization, the impact, your supply chains, et cetera. Summarize your policies. If you've had to change any, you want to summarize those and talk about them. So there's a whole lot to talk about when you're engaging with them. Lots of good content that keeps them engaged and keeps them going with you and traveling with you on this journey along the change continuum. Articulate work-from-home policies. One of the most effective strategies for limiting the spread among employees is to reduce that human-to-human contact. So if you can telework, you definitely want to be teleworking. And if your organization already has those telecommuting practices in place, then this is a great opportunity to refresh and communicate those. If you have people that are required to do any form of travel or commute as a part of their role, if they're in an essential role where you're still operating and they're still having to do that piece, then you want to make sure that they're fully aware of their safety protocols that need to be in place. I will give you an example. We had a repair person to come to the home, and it was a necessary repair, and they are considered essential. And when he was getting ready to come to the front door, I noticed that he hadn't asked me any screening questions. So I started to give him some, because I'm HR, I started to give him some things that he might want to consider when he's going to people's homes that he can ask them, and I shared the CDC's guidelines with him. That way he's protected in doing his daily routine. So just when you think you have communicated enough, just when you think you've done enough, just go ahead and communicate just a little bit more. I do have a template that I'll share that you can use if you want to fill in what you would like to communicate about. Last week, Mark Cuban was being interviewed, and he said that how companies respond to COVID-19 will define their brands as employers for decades, particularly as it relates to the Generation Y and Generation Z, who are very much into the experience of things, and that's how they make their choices from what they buy and also where they work. And if we remember, just a few weeks ago, our focus was completely around the challenges with attracting and retaining talent. So we have this unique opportunity to build engagement and to serve our stakeholders, including our employees, during the crisis. So I want to share a formula with you, and it's a formula that I created called the HEART model, to give you five strategies to engage your team effectively, even in the midst of this crisis. HEART is an acronym that serves as a reminder of the five most impactful practices that you can put to use and engage people on a human and interpersonal level. And inside of the HEART model are strategies that will definitely serve well. The first piece of it is the H, which is honor. Now, I want to say this. Every human being has needs and wants. And if you really examine what people want, you'll find that they are usually the offspring of some unmet need. Maslow, I'm sure many of you have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. There's the physiological needs, the food, the water, the shelter, the safety needs, health, and the physical and emotional safety. Those two levels are completely being challenged right now because of where we are with COVID-19. So you have an opportunity there to really tap in on those areas. And then there's belonging and love and esteem and a sense of accomplishment. Companies who thrive and whom we recognize as great places to work have mastered the art of honoring the needs of their employees. The most pressing need at this time, again, is that need to feel to survive and that need to feel safe. So continuous updates on your company's status and activities will resonate with your employees and will help them to understand where they stand within your organization in the midst of the challenge. Maya Angelou said, people won't remember what you said or what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel. So you want to make sure that you are helping them to feel a sense of understanding and clarity about what's happening. And then the E is for empathy. This is where we have a level of sensitivity toward what our employees might be experiencing. Because as you know right now, they are dealing with the uncertainty in many different ways. And so we want to be a support to them and as much as we can with helping them work through those challenges. So that E is for empathy. And empathy is the ability to understand and share the thoughts, feelings, or emotions of someone else. And we have that opportunity right now to make some significant deposits into the emotional bank accounts with our employees. I'd like to encourage you to promote workplace wellness, particularly mental and emotional wellness. Encourage your employees to take advantage of your employee assistance program or to make use of therapy services that are available through your health insurance carrier. Many of them are practicing telemedicine right now, And so there are options available, and there are definitely people who could take good advantage of those. Promote mindfulness as a way to handle stress and uncertainty. I would encourage you to look at applications like Calm, and there's one called Pray, and there's another called Echo. Many of them have a free version that your employees can use at no cost. Theodore Roosevelt said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And as leaders, empathy will give us the highest form of intelligence and perspective to design the systems and experiences for our new normal. Empathy will give you the highest form of intelligence and perspective to define that new normal. And finally, within the empathy component, make sure your leaders are taking time to take care of themselves and their families. That is so important because they are shouldering the responsibility of leading the way for the organization. And so we want them to be refueled, we want them to be refreshed, and we want them to be replenished so that they have the stamina to serve and continue to make a positive impact on the organization. So we've talked about the H, the and the E. Now we're going to go to the A. The A is for authenticity. I genuinely believe that authenticity is the superpower of the 21st century, and it is the power of authenticity in leadership that will help people to know that you understand and that you also are figuring things out, and that is completely acceptable. The power of authentic leadership comes from within the human heart. Dr. Phil talks about the difference between being your real self and wearing your social mask. Because of this unprecedented crisis that we are in, the social mask will probably not serve as well as your real self can serve in the organization at this time. In fact, the social mask could be the enemy of you really reaching your employees from an authentic place. So, again, instead of asking how they're doing, ask how they're feeling. It's acceptable for you to acknowledge that this is tough, because it is. It's tough. And, of course, because we have the full perspective and we see the big picture, we are also empowered to reassure them that we're doing everything we can in our power to see it through, and that we're going to see it through together, because we absolutely will. The R is for recognition. People appreciate being appreciated. Every human likes to know that others take note and value their efforts. So be sure to take time to recognize people amid the crisis. Whether you have people that are working on site and you have someone that shows up as a great team player, you definitely want to acknowledge them. You have someone who shows up and brings positive energy or uplifts a coworker. Those are some things that we want to definitely be acknowledging at that time. Who are your cheerleaders? Acknowledge them, recognize them, and even take advantage of that positive energy that they bring to the table. And then even if you're remotely working, you still have that opportunity to recognize. Again, daily huddles is a great way to pull your team together. Once a day, just bring everyone together and talk about goals and objectives and what you guys are focused on and what you're working on. Find ways to celebrate, even for teams that are teleworking. Consider posing a daily challenge, for example. Maybe there's a daily challenge of around fitness or a fun, promote creativity. Get the whole group together in a competition. Perhaps it's a TikTok battle. I have young people in my home. There are lots of TikTokers around here. And maybe the winner gets a pizza dinner delivered to their home for their family. Have fun with it. The key is to say thank you as often as you can and in as many ways as you can. And finally, the T is for transformation. Transformation, because we are in a place right now where innovation will definitely be birthed from all of the changes that we are having to adjust to. COVID-19 creates an opportunity for significant innovation. There are some practices that we are putting in place right now that may not go back to the way they used to be. There is the potential for that. For health and safety reasons, we find ourselves social distancing. And if a position can telework, it's best, obviously, right now that it telework. There are essential industries that we know that cannot telework, and they're having to work in place. We want to engage the staff in whatever processes need to be remapped. If there's innovation that needs to happen, certainly engage your staff who are experts in what they do in the process of innovation. And consider any flexibility or any ways that you can think outside of the box to accommodate and make this transformation and this transition smooth for people. Consider alternative work shifts. If you're in environments where it's very close quarters, you may have to innovate how you get the work done so that you have some social distance there. You know, talk with the team and use them as a part of that innovation process. And finally, and most importantly, take care of yourself, you who's on this call today. Take a moment and take a breather and be mindful and know that you are doing all the right things and that you are learning in this process, and so is everyone around you, and that we will absolutely get through this together. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Jim, and I want to thank you for your time and attention this morning.
Well, Mildred, that was terrific information, and I appreciate you and agree wholeheartedly that we have to take care of ourselves and take care of those around us during this time, and we will get through it. Yeah, Mildred, if people had questions or wanted more information maybe about how to get in touch with you, where would they go?
Sure. Thank you, Jim. So my company's website is www.peopleoptimum.com, and my phone number is 205-201-0040. And I'll say that again, 205-201-0040.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Mildred, again. I appreciate you giving of your time this morning and putting this presentation together and everything you do for the Chamber. We appreciate our partnership more than you know. So, again, thank you. To everyone on the call, I want to thank you again for participating. A reminder, the recording of this call will be posted on our website later today, and so you can go back and visit it, and certainly encourage others who may not have been able to get on the call to listen to it. And there's also recordings from all of our other calls and webinars the past 2 weeks. We put a lot of information out there, but we're all making it, we're all doing that in an attempt to educate everyone and keep spirits high and make the best of this difficult situation. Later this afternoon, we will be releasing the schedule for next week. We're going to have a full week's programming just like we did this week, so be on the lookout for that. And again, please visit our website, TuscaloosaChamber.com, for all the latest and greatest information as it relates to the COVID-19 pandemic and what we can do as a business community to get through it. And please call on the Chamber anytime if we can help you, your business, or your organization. So with that, we will adjourn. I hope everyone has a great day and a great weekend. Thank you.